In many ways, James Comey's official opening statement regarding his discussions with President Trump reminds me of the day the FBI director informed the American sheeple that though Hillary Clinton had done a number of corrupt things, in his view, none rose to the level of indictable behavior. Comey, in effect, scolded Clinton while at the same time exonerating her. Unlike the Hillary case, however, I said Killary. little slip there. Unlike the Hillary case, however, there's still no evidence that Trump attempted to subvert the Russian collusion investigation or stop the FBI's work. In fact, according to Comey, most of Trump's ire was driven by how slowly the investigation was progressing in clearing him. According to the FBI, this is the exact opposite of the narrative. Can news entities be sued for malfeasance, for fraud? According to the FBI director's opening testimony, it's clear the president either doesn't understand the need for an independent FBI or, more likely, doesn't really care. The tenor of the conversations Trump had with Comey are likely similar to the tenor of business conversations he's had with business subordinates his whole life. He's impatient and impulsive, none of which absolves bad behavior, but it does put in some perspective. In Mordor, emphasis mine, on the Potomac River, asking for the loyalty of the FBI director as abnormal, inappropriate, and an issue worthy of censure. Telling the FBI director that, though you fired Michael Flynn, he's a good guy and didn't do anything wrong, I hope you can let it go, is also abnormal and inappropriate, but it doesn't seem to meet any standard of obstruction of justice. So when someone like Benjamin Witz, Comey's hyperbolic unofficial spokesman, writes that this is the most, quote, the most shocking single document compiled about the official conduct of the public duties of any president since the release of the Watergate tapes, close quote, he is only correct in noting that no one has bothered to compile a document on the previous administration's actions involving the IRS or the Clinton Foundation, etc., etc. Certainly not Comey, who failed to keep notes of the two private meetings he had with Obama over 8 years.